In the 19th century, Charles H. Spurgeon said this, because he was warning. We're working on getting copies of Spurgeon's The Sword and the Trowel, which we mean to make available to people through our website at noiseofthunder.com. We're working on that. We're not there yet, but we're working on it. Hopefully in the next week or so, we'll have copies, and then we'll post it on the site. However, the reason I want this and to make this available to you guys is because I think it will be valuable for Christians to recognize that somebody like Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, that so many of us admire, and yet people don't realize how he preached against Rome and how often he warned against the wiles of Rome. And one of his mottos was, no peace with Rome. And he said, war, war to the knife with her. In other words, we're going to exhaust every resource, but we will not cease to fight against her. But here's a quote from Spurgeon. He says this. He says, and this pertains, I think, in our time to so many evangelical leaders. Spurgeon said, essence of lies and quintessence of blasphemy, as the religion of Rome is, it nevertheless fascinates a certain order of Protestants, of whom we fear it may be truly said that they have received a strong delusion to believe a lie, that they may be damned. Seeing that it is so, it becomes all who would preserve their fellow immortals from destruction to be plain and earnest in their warnings. Not in a party spirit, but for truth's sake, our Protestantism must protest perpetually. Dignitaries of the Papal Confederacy are just now very prominent in benevolent movements, and we may be sure that they have ends to serve other than those which strike the public eye. A priest lives only for his church. He may profess to have other objects, but this is a mere blind. Our ancient enemies have small belief in our common sense if they imagine that we shall ever be able to trust them, after having so often beheld the depths of Jesuitical cunning and duplicity. The sooner we let certain archbishops and cardinals know that we are aware of their designs and will in nothing cooperate with them, the better for us and our country. Of course, we shall be howled as bigots, but we can afford to smile at that cry when it comes from the church which invented the Inquisition. No peace with Rome is the motto of reason as well as of religion. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, January 1873. And that is from the back of one of the books that we carry called Geese in Their Hoods, Selected Writings on Roman Catholicism by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Okay, wonderful, wonderful resource. Praise the Lord. And we've got more coming. Praise the Lord. Again, you can look for that on our website at noiseofthunder.com. That's noiseofthunder.com.